And if you wanted to say it even more than just I'm glad to see you, just...
generally hug most
of the okay, a hug
folks.
And might say I'm awfully glad
to see you.
Or I'm very... Mm-hmm. Would you ever say I'm right proud to see you?
I always say I'm glad to see you.
You ever hear anybody say I'm proud to see
you?
They say that around here?
Proud to see you.
Okay. And if a man out in the country owns, say, 400 or 500 acres of land, how would you say he owns, how much land would that be if you were telling somebody?
500.
Okay, but if you don't know exactly, but you want to tell him it's a whole lot, how would you say that? He owns a
lot of land.
What about you? Hear anybody say you're right smart of land?
Yeah, right smart of land.
Yeah, let's say
right
that.
Smart of land.
Okay. And if somebody asks you something and you ought to say you're more emphatic than just to say yes, you might say, well.
No.
If you want to mean yes indeed, you'd say why certainly, why of course.
Of course, I mean.
Okay. If somebody asks you if you could bake a certain cake, you would say probably why?
No, I can't.
Well, but if you could, is
I've made one a veg in 30 years.
Oh, really? All right. Well, let's say if you could cook some vegetables in a certain way, then you might say, well, I
cook them.
Okay. I sure can. How would you say?
Yeah, I can cook vegetables.
Okay, you sure there? Right?
Yeah, I'm sure I can cook vegetables.
Okay.
But that's about all. I don't. There wasn't sure left and nobody but me, and my daddy passed away. I don't ever cook nothing like this. So my daughter keeps me in bed.
Sure.
She brought me enough Saturday night to do me all this week.
Yeah.
Whole outfit. Boiled stuff and cake and everything else, so I don't have to cook nothing.
That's good. That's good, isn't it?
She does it every time she comes. She knows I'm not going to cook. I hate it.
Uh-huh. And if someone disliked to go somewhere very much, you might say, well, he dreaded the place. Would you be likely to say he purely dreaded it, or he just dreaded it, or he...
I just say he... Purely true.
Would you say pure? Okay. And if it's a little bit, it was not just a little bit cold, it was extremely cold, you might say, oh, this morning it was
cold.
Okay, but a little more than that. It was
hot. Hot or cold?
Well, it's cold, it's bad, but it's just worse than cold. It's just freezing. How would you say it?
Freezing.
Okay. Would you say real cold?
Yeah, real cold.
Okay. And if you're surprised about something, you might say, oh.
I'm surprised at that.
Okay, do you ever say land sakes or for goodness sakes?
For goodness sake, yeah, I say that.
Okay. And if you do something that you're a little bit annoyed with yourself about doing, would you say, oh.
I don't know whether to do it or not.
Okay. You ever say shucks?
Yeah.
Shucks? Okay. And if something shocking, surprising, if somebody says that you did, you might say, why, the very
idea.
Uh-huh. If you see somebody that you haven't seen for a few days and you want to ask about their health, how would you say that?
How you getting along.
Okay. And if it's a stranger, when you're introduced to them, if somebody says, Miss, this is Mrs. Jones. How would you say?
Glad to meet you.
Okay. And if you've enjoyed somebody's visit when they're getting ready to leave, you would say, come?
Come back.
And what do you say to somebody when you meet them on around Christmas? You might say, you meet somebody on the 25th of December, you might say, Merry?
Merry Christmas.
And...